I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Much of eastern Colorado is under an air quality health advisory because of smoke pouring into the area from fires in the northwestern U.S. and Canada. The warning was issued today by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, and it's for areas below 7,000 feet and includes Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Greeley, and Boulder. The Colorado Board of Education is asking for more time to figure out how to meet federal requirements for holding school districts accountable when too many students opt out of taking standardized tests. The federal Every Student Succeeds Act says the first 5% of students at a school who do not take the tests get a pass, but any student who skips the tests beyond that line must be counted as non-proficient. Right now, Colorado doesn't penalize schools that fall below 95% participation. Nick Garcia is the Deputy Bureau Chief for Chalkbeat, Colorado. He says the prescribed changes could lead to more schools being identified as low performing, even if they don't need help.
When you count those kids who are skipping the tests with their parents' blessing, they're going to bring down the overall score of the school and create an inaccurate picture.
Those scores are submitted to the Education Department. Schools with the lowest quality ratings over 5 years could be targeted for state intervention. The state board must sign off on any policy changes included in the state's education plan. A decision is expected in October. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.